Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, Psalm 40, 11 through 17. This is a psalm of David. David wrote, "Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Please be pleased to save me, O Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be taken back in disgrace. May those who say to me, 'Aha, aha,' be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, 'The Lord is great.' But as for me," David says, "I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay." As we think about this psalm, we know that there are times when we need to be patient and we need to wait on the Lord. And sometimes our prayers are urgent. If God delays, we are done. Today's passage is one of those urgent prayers. David is surrounded by all kinds of trouble, some caused by his own sin. His situation is so overwhelming, he doesn't even know what to do next. His heart is failing. He's in great need, and time is running out. God is the only way of escape. So David's prayer is an urgent plea. "You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay." Can you relate to that? The sickness is taking over. The rent is due. The divorce papers are filed. The bad decision is being made. Today is the time of urgent prayer. Oh God, you are God, and time is in your hands. But you also set the clock in motion, and you know that I'm running out of time. So I'm praying your word to you. I am poor and needy. Don't forget about me. You are my only help. You are my only way out. You are my God. Please, Father, do not delay. In Jesus' name, amen.